I've been walking a lot lately, and not just because the weather is finally behaving. I've been trying to balance the amount of exercise I get with the number of popsicles I've been eating. This summer was the summer of the paleta for me. A paleta is a Mexican popsicle, and I've been quite obsessed with them, to the point where I was eating one a day during the month of August, hence the new exercise regime. Paletas are delicious frozen treats made with fresh ingredients. Some of them are straight fruit and sugar, and some are made in combination with milk. Paletas are texturally different from ordinary popsicles, sometimes with chunks of fruit or coconut inside. The flavors are also unique, ranging from creamy guava to hot chili melon. The hot chili is weird but fantastic, a combination of sweet, savory, and spicy. I love that one. I also think I may have developed an unhealthy relationship with the rice paleta, which tastes like a divine frozen rice pudding, complete with grains of rice and bits of cinnamon stick. Thoughts of it distract me from work. We might have to break up soon. Paletería La Reina is at 29th and Arkansas, and it's ground zero for paletas. The geniuses there make both ice cream and paletas on site. You can buy them there, of course, but if you're lucky enough to live nearby, they send the treats out in bicycle-powered vending freezers, and you can run out into the street and buy them from the nice guys who peddle them around. La Reina is also a restaurant serving delicious, simple Mexican food like tacos and tortas. Go there for lunch and have a paleta for dessert, or take a cooler and bring a dozen home. You can also buy them from the donut hole, which is why I ate so many. The donut hole is right down the street from my house. Walking distance, as it turns out. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.